IT Management, episode number 4 of Informational Technology. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Heidi Cook. How is everyone doing? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. A computer and information system manager is a professional group that occupies a lot of space. You can visit a wide range of IT systems such as network, network infrastructure, data center and network management. They all have some notable differences, but some have a more strategic role, contributing to shaping business goals and business decisions through the use of technology. Here are a few popular career choices that will help you decide what you want to do and which degree is the best for you. Ultimately, the decision as to what qualifies as a qualified candidate rests with the company. Note, on average, employers prefer 5 years of experience for a job in IT management. A master's degree can help to offset the experience and time required, but if you are interested in advancing your career in this area, you may want to consider a master's degree in cybersecurity. This concentration focuses on managing key aspects of information technology, including data management, data security, network management, and data protection. The IT management degree offers students the opportunity to deepen their business-related technology management expertise in a variety of areas such as business intelligence, customer service, business development and operations. Students gain hands-on knowledge of learning through a variety of project-related courses and project management courses that help companies solve complex business problems with advanced technological solutions. IT management courses to provide students with a wide range of economic and technological skills, as well as a variety of technical skills and knowledge. The curriculum for a degree in IT management consists of a combination of business and information technology courses. Computer science management programs provide students with information about the aspects of computer science and business related to the company, so that they are able to develop effective IT solutions for organizational requirements. There are a variety of courses, ranging from associate to bachelor, covering a wide range of technical and economic skills. Such programs train students to manage IT tools and processes from inception to implementation. With a degree in IT management, students can start their career in IT management by studying various computer science and business management programs as well as computer technology. IT-driven IT, such as the Computer Science and Business Management program at the University of California, Berkeley. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the total number of IT workers in the United States in 2015 was 82,050, an increase of 1.5% from the previous year. Employment in this area is also forecast to increase by 5% between 2018 and 2028 and by a further 5.5% in 2027. Industry insiders believe that a career in IT management is a smart choice as more companies and organizations shift their business paradigm to digital platforms. The growing appetite for IT management as a business strategy continues to grow as companies realize that they need to stay technologically up to date or are being left behind. According to a recent report by the International Business Times, demand for IT managers and professionals in India will increase by a further 5.5% in 2026 and 4.7% by 2027. For business people who run other organizations, the position of IT manager is a wise choice. If you are interested in a career in IT management and are interested in training to become an IT manager, we recommend applying for the IT management certificate in your field of expertise. According to Salary Expert, most IT managers have a master's degree, 55% of them a master's degree. Overall, an IT manager should be a detailed, professionally oriented man who focuses heavily on technical skills and a good understanding of business processes. In many cases, technology is what the organization relies on and what it offers, what is most valuable to the company, not just technical skills. The best candidates have both a technical and an economic background, as they need to understand the goals of their organization at a deeper level. The IT manager is often responsible for planning the organization's IT goals and works with a team of technical and non-technical employees to implement these goals for their organization. Depending on the number of employees to be managed, it is essential for an organization to find well-trained IT managers. These individuals can have a wide range of skills, from technical to non-technical skills and experience. IT managers help determine the technological direction of their organization by creating business plans, monitoring network security, managing online operations, and more. IT management must be at the cutting edge of technology and able to communicate policies to its employees and other employees in the organization. A large part of their daily tasks include managing the installation, maintenance, repair and upgrade of hardware and software, as well as managing network security. IT managers can plan and coordinate the process of installing and upgrading hardware or software for a variety of purposes, such as data center operation, network management, data storage, or network infrastructure. This is all for today, friends. My name is Heidi and this was episode 4 of Informational Technology. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.